Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello and good afternoon and welcome to our Friday Roundup. This is the Lockhart Perspective and I am Felicia Lockhart. And gee whiz, do we have a lot of news to cover today. It seems like things just keep popping up and up and up and up and up. And well, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Just let me tell you. I'm going to let you hear a couple of bites, just a couple of sound bites, to get you guys up to speed on exactly what I'm talking about when I say there's a lot of news going on. So now you do or you do not remember what was going on with the whole FOIA request with the president. Listen to this.
A federal judge in Texas on Thursday ordered the Food and Drug Administration to make public the data it relied on to license the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, imposing a dramatically accelerated schedule that should result in the release of all information within about 8 months. That's roughly 75 years and 4 months faster than the FDA said that it could take to complete a Freedom of Information Act requested by a group of doctors and scientists seeking an estimated 450,000 pages of material about the vaccine. The court concludes that this FOIA request is of paramount public importance, wrote the U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman. The FDA didn't dispute that it had an obligation to make the information public, but argued that its short-staffed FOIA office only had the bandwidth to review and release 500 pages a month. While Pittman recognized the unduly burdensome challenges that this FOIA request may present the FDA in his four-page order, he resoundingly rejected the agency's suggested schedule. Rather than produce 500 pages per month, the FDA's proposed timeline, he ordered the agency to turn over 55,000 pages a month, and that means that all of the Pfizer vaccine data should be public by the end of the summer, rather than, say, the year 2097. For Headlines with a Voice, this has been the Lockhart News Brief.
2097 was their proposed date to get the safety information out to the public, the people who are living right now. That was their proposed date. Amazing, right? I think it's beyond amazing, and I think it's quite creepy. And I don't think that they're going to be able to get the information out the quick way that they said they would. I really don't. What I think is going to happen is they're going to bump right up against 2023's conclusion of their clinical trial. That's right. The conclusion of the clinical trial is supposed to be the year 2023. And they even lag on beyond that. There's even a couple of time periods that certain parts and components are to be completed. And I think it stretches, and don't quote me on this, but I believe it stretches closer to 2025. So there are different components and pieces that end up completing with the point of completion at different time frames. And so, that's what they want to do. They wanted 75 flipping years, 76 roughly, to tell you what's in it. I'm gobsmacked, but this is the only place that such criminal activity can take place without anybody batting an eyelash. We're all sitting down here like, what? They wanted to tell us when? 2097. So good luck for this judge. Good luck to this judge. I do hope that he has great success, and I do hope that he stays healthy. I really, really hope that, because you and I both know that things don't always fare well when you make the powers that be angry. But particular judge did, and we will have to see exactly how that ends. Now, I do believe that when you consider the standard amount of time that it should take a FOIA request to be done, sometimes they can be lengthy. Yes, they can. But I don't think they can be as long as 75 years. Moreover, I don't think that anybody in their right mind would find it okay for them to just say, cool, we'll just take X amount of pages per month. Yeah, we'll just take the 500 pages that you choose. Now, I guarantee you that if somebody does hold their feet to the fire and they are made to give this by, say, July, August of 2022, I guarantee you that they're going to drag their feet, and it's going to be so heavily redacted. Even the redacted's going to be redacted. Even the redacted's going to be redacted. Don't doubt me on this. Please do not doubt me on this. Their redacted is going to be redacted if we even see it. If we see it. Yeah, that part. Because I guarantee you, we're not going to see it like we want to see it. There's a couple of other things going on in the news today. We do have a short day because I am going to go over and support one of my sister friends. And I'm going to give a little shout out right now to her, because she is doing her thing. And I'm going to go check her out today right here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me tell you what she's got going on. I'm going to pull up her text message that she sent me earlier today. And I want you guys to go and check her out as well. Her name is Valerie Denise Jones. She is the producer of the Judge Joe Brown Show here on Blog Talk. Today at 4 p.m. Eastern, they are presenting Les Brown, 4 p.m. Eastern. Les Brown, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Judge Joe Brown Show. Valerie is a dynamic producer, a consummate professional, and she's a friend. I like to call her friend. I think I can do that. She's a very nice young lady. And the call-in number, in case those who are listening here want to call in at 4 o'clock, is 929-477-1176. Again, the number to call in for the Judge Joe Brown Show today for Les Brown is 929-477-1167. They'll also have their guest today, Bitcoin Rodney, and Kwame Brown. I enjoy Kwame Brown. He's a gentleman who is really, really alpha male, and he's not afraid to say it. He's not afraid to speak up against the powers that be. And I like him. I like him a lot. Les Brown today, 4 p.m. on the Judge Joe Brown Show, produced by Valerie Denise Jones, 4 p.m. Eastern, 929-477-1167. 7. Won't you join me as I join them, they, all of them? And that was not meant to be those pronoun things. That meant I'm just going to join all of them. So now let's get back into some more stuff here. Let's get some more stuff here. I want you guys to hear a few other things that are going on. And in case you want to call in, you can most assuredly do so. I'm going to pull this one directly from my YouTube channel just so that we can expedite it. Expedite it. Listen to this. Well, you don't need to. Yeah, we'll go to this part. Okay, there we go. Now listen to that.
Health advisors to President Biden's transition team are calling on the administration to revamp its COVID-19 pandemic strategy and set clear goals for what the, quote, new normal of living with the virus will look like. In three separate op-eds published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the authors recommended dozens of strategies that go above and beyond what the Biden administration is currently doing. The authors include Luciana Borrillo, a former acting chief scientist of the Food and Drug Administration, Ezekiel Emanuel, who is an oncologist at the University of Pennsylvania professor, Michael Osterholm of the University of Minnesota, and last but not least, Rick Bright of the Rockefeller Foundation. The authors made it clear that COVID-19 is not endemic yet, and that the United States is far from that point. But they said that the administration needs to clearly communicate the current goals and strategies instead of shifting from one crisis to another. For instance, they said that it was short-sighted for Biden to declare last summer that the U.S. has, quote, gained the upper hand against this virus, close quote. They also say that by September of 2021, the Delta variant proved these steps to be premature, and that by late November, the Omicron variant created concern about a perpetual state of emergency, close quote. They also said that in delineating a national strategy, humility is essential. For Headlines of the Voice, this has been the Lockhart News Brief.
Okay, so I don't see why I shouldn't come on here and share these with you, because I'm sharing them with the public. But I need you to see something so we can chat and talk about this. So now they want them, and no, wait a minute. Did you notice the one cat's name was a Rockefeller? He was with the Rockefeller Foundation. Let's just say that. But they want him to set new goals for the new normal. That's right. Set goals for the new normal, which means they're trying to let you know right now that this ain't going nowhere. It is what it is, and it's not going anywhere. So if you don't like it, tough noogies, tough titty, get over it. Get over yourself. Yeah, I said it. That's what they mean. That's what they mean. They mean if you can't take this, then it's too bad for you. If you're having a hard time settling down with the fact that this is the new normal and it's not going anywhere, then you've got problems. So this means to me, let me explain this, especially for all the Q-ites out there. All the people who are the Q-ites. This means that no matter who comes in after this cat with the changed color eyeballs and the weird shaped ears that he didn't used to have and the cleft in his chin that he never used to have, this means that no matter who they replace him with, they're still going to be following this exact same plan. Why? Because that's the plan. And that's what they're going to do. Because this is who is running the show. All I had to do was give you the last cat's name from the Rockefeller Foundation. I don't fear these people. They've been around forever. They know my name. They know who I am. And they should fear Yah that's in me. I don't fear them. I only fear Yah, period. So with that said, that tells you a lot about who is. Tells you a lot about who is. Who is. That's what it does. It tells you a lot about who's really zooming who and who is pulling the strings. If that didn't tell you, I don't know who is. So they're telling him, listen, cat, we didn't like the fact that you got out there and you got ahead of yourself and you told these people that by XYZ this should be done, because we never gave you those marching orders. As a matter of fact, you and Camel Toe have been doing a lot of stuff that we never authorized, and therefore we're scrambling down inside of our Felix bag of tricks to find swift replacements for you, whether they be humanoid, robot, people who look just like you or just totally different individuals altogether. You two must go. I don't think that they're going to make it past the let's go again mark. I don't think that they're going to make it to running again. And if they do, and if they win, we definitely know what we're dealing with. If these two win, if they run again together on the ticket together and they win, we already know what time it is, because no one in their right mind is going to vote for these folks. Again, I can't see it. If they win, something is definitely wrong. There's something afoot. It most assuredly is afoot. A hand, a kneecap, an elbow. Yeah. But, you know, go look there and see how different this cat looks. I'm going to take a quick segue into something else when we're talking about looks. Totally off this topic. Has anyone noticed out there how these new quote-unquote pandemic babies look? I was talking to my daughter today. Thank goodness she moved back to Georgia, because we could just not be in the same state together. Oh, it wasn't working at all. Oh, we get along much better now that she's there, but I digress. But we were chatting today about the quote-unquote pandemic babies and how different they look. And they look chimeric in nature, ironically. I thought that they looked between a snake and a mouse, had a little mousy look to them. My daughter said they look like, before I even told her what I thought, she says, they look like deer. They look like they have deer eyes. And I said, you know what, that's amazing, because to me, a rat or a mouse really does look like a giant doe. But have you seen them, ladies and gentlemen? If you have not, you must see them. They're everywhere right now. You can find them on TikTok. They're up walking at 3 months. They have teeth as soon as they're born. They've got a tooth at the bottom of their head, at the bottom of their mouth, peeking through, trying to see what's going on. Well, what's for dinner? They are rolling over the same day they're born. They are speaking at 8 months, 7.5 months. They're speaking. What manner of demonicness is this? Yeah, this is beyond when the mama used to say to the daughter, girl, you better keep your legs closed, you and your husband, after you done had this baby. Because this baby right here is going to be moving fast to get out the way for the next one. If you are, you know, the baby moves real fast. Nah, baby. These babies come out like, yo, what's good? They're literally holding up their own heads and looking around. If they're ET, some of them have the long necks that look like ET, and they're moving around and they're looking right to left. They're pondering a thing. They're looking. And they understand with clarity what's being said to them. I am not joking you. You've got to look into this, because I think this is what the scripture was talking about, that they will become weaker and wiser. Now follow me. Weaker in that any human being that ages this quickly will swiftly go to death. Wiser, because they're coming here doing things that they should not be doing. Literally walking at 7 months. Literally walking. That's not even good for the bones. They're moving like the chickens do. You remember you used to have biddies, you'd have chickens, and the chickens would grow, and, you know, you would have to feed them, and it would be X amount of time before you could slaughter them, and, you know, some were for slaughtering, some were for, you know, making the eggs, and you had different chickens. I mean, for those people who lived out in the country. But then as soon as mass production got involved, they began to make these chickens get big, get old swiftly, and they were very unhealthy for you because the bones would break and the marrow and the blood and everything inside the bones would go through the chicken. And here you're trying to figure it out. Here you're trying to figure it out. It's disgusting. Caller 607-281. Good afternoon. Is this who I think it is? I don't think so. There's nobody there. Caller number 607-281. How are you today? So we had a bad connection on that one. I see a few other hands have raised, and let's see if anybody else wants to come in. But I'm going to say this before I get off the line. These are crossbred people. And I don't know where they got these mothers involved in this testing, because this is what I think. I think that somewhere along the line, they're calling them pandemic babies, but I think that there was a test going on, and I think a whole lot of women signed up for the tests. That's what I think. So we have caller number 607-281. Hello, how are you today? Welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. Again, is this who I think it is?
Yeah.
Hey.
My dingbat butt, I went to hit the speaker button, and instead I hit the, I just hung up on Felicia. I am so sorry.
Sounds like something I do. I'm just that corny. I am corny. A lot of people don't know it, but I am really goofy. They think that, oh, no, she's smart. She meant to say this or that. No, I didn't. I'm really dead gone. I mean, Ronnie knows it. My husband knows it. Some of my kids just shake their heads. My closest people around me know. But there are others that think, well, she's smart. She knows what she was saying. No, I don't. I didn't know what I was doing. A lot of times you see it. So I get you. But what do you think about these babies? What do you think about these chimera babies?
This is the first I'm hearing of it, and I'm really surprised because usually my the AI spits things out at me that, you know, are kind of like that kind of stuff and that I take an interest in. But are we talking
you
about
said the AI.
Well, that is basically it.
She's not joking. She is so accurate. Mm-hmm.
But are we talking about these babies that, like, people got the shot, got pregnant after they got the shot or while they were pregnant?
Now, that's what they're alluding to, but here's what I believe. I don't think that a lot of those, well, that's what they're alluding to, but I have to look back at how long ago did they start giving the shots and how old are some of these children that we're seeing, and I have to do that. I think it's part and part. I think it's part of that, but I honestly think that they were running some type of test. You know, back in the 70s, there was a test that they were running, and they asked for participants to take part in it. Some of them, they gave the test before the women got pregnant. Some, they gave the injections after the children were born. Taking example, there were some children who were who had been given something. The moms had been given something. Some of these children came out. One of my stepsons, he came out with six fingers. He came out with six fingers.
Oh,
and
kind of interesting.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. Okay. And he's huge now. He came in very teeny tiny small, but now his height is unbelievable. So you and I already know. But
yep.
they gave these things to people back in the day. And I believe that a lot of these babies, and I could be so far off, but I believe that some of these babies, somebody somewhere has given somebody some tests, because there's some French-speaking women, and I'm not sure if they're from Haiti or where they're from, but there's a few French-speaking women who are on TikTok or whatnot, and they're showing their babies. If you go to TikTok or if you go to YouTube and you put pandemic baby in the search, folks, put pandemic baby in the search, and you're going to see a bevy of babies doing things that they should not be doing. Pay attention to the eyes. A couple of the babies have jet black eyes. The only part of their eye that's white is to the left or to the right of the eye, but the eye is as big as a marble. And they're jet black, like the black-eyed children. They did something under the cover of night while we were not looking.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I am surprised, but I'm not surprised. Because I sent you some articles about the six fingers, six toes, and it was a while ago, found in certain parts of the of the U.S.
Huh. I better dig back into that and pull that out. I better pull that out yesterday. Yeah, because there
it
are.
It was like not the Navajo Indians, but it was a tribe of family, the whole entire family. They all had six fingers and six toes.
I think you did say that long ago. Well, you know, we are this particular child, and one of my children had something unique. A couple of my children had something unique, but they're from their dad, and he is, and they are Blackfoot Indian from Oklahoma. They were born on a reservation in Oklahoma. His father and grandmother and grandfather were all born on the same exact reservation in Oklahoma, and they're Blackfoot. No, I digress. They are Creek. The grandmother is Blackfoot, but they're Creek. And I'm part Creek and Cherokee. They're Creek. They're Creek Indian
from
Oklahoma.
These people have more of the red skin.
Yes.
The redness to them, these people did.
They are very red. If you see my ex-husband, he's very red. Very red, straight nose, high cheekbones, demonstrative jawline, complete Indian, complete native. But my point is, these babies, you got to see them. You've got
I will to have to. I am really surprised that I have not heard of this before.
It's creepy. You know the Peters guy? Peters?
Stu Peters?
Stu Peters? Is it Stu Peters or is it the other man that had him on there? Some other guy had him on there. Hold on just a second. Let me let her know something. I don't remember the name of the guy. Gracious, his name escapes me now. Oh, Crenshaw.
Okay.
Crenshaw on BitChute.
That's a name of from X-Files, too, Crenshaw.
Oh, really?
I don't. That just came out. I was thinking about.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Hey, if your friend is on at 4 Eastern time.
Uh-huh.
It's like 2 minutes to 4 here on the East Coast.
Well, we're going to shut this down right now, and I'm getting off of here, and I'm going over there right this second. So, folks,
yeah, I'm looking
at
the clock. It's 2 minutes to 4.
I appreciate each and every one of y'all for being here, but meet us over on the Judge Judy Brown Show right here on Blog Talk, because that's where we're headed. Okay, everybody, y'all take care. And remember what we always say, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High Yah. Please take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and continue to be blessed.
Lockhart Radio.
She did.